Brighton-bandet Royal Blood slog sig igenom stort redan med det självtitulerade debutalbumet. Och det andra albumet sen som hette How Did We Get So Dark, det kastade bara mera bensin i elden. Samma år som plattan släpptes, det vill säga år 2017, så spelar bandet i Joensuu på Illoside Rock. Och jag är där och träffar trummisen Ben Thatcher. Och det som gör Royal Blood rätt spännande är det att det låter som en massiv vägg större av ljud, större än Gud. Men de facto så är de bara två bandmedlemmar, även live. Då jag sätter mig ner med Ben så dricker han en öl innan gigge och i bakgrunden så spelas ett band som heter Chronix.
Nice to meet you, Ben.
Lovely to meet you.
Where did you wake up today?
Good question. I was in France somewhere.
Okay.
But I'm not entirely sure. We had got a flight here and then it was very, very early flight. I remember being woken up on the bus and just, you know, when you've just woken up and you're so disoriented, you'd have no idea where you're going.
All right.
And got on a plane and then had a little nap.
Mm.
And then, yeah, came to this festival, which is lovely here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It is. They did a world record here yesterday.
I heard about the skinny dipping.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations. I wish I was here. Where was my invite?
Oh, yeah. I have to talk to the festival promoter. Have you ever done a group skinny dipping yourself?
I can't say with that many people I have.
Oh, not with 800 people.
No. I can imagine it being quite a spectacle.
Yeah. Hey, you just released a new album, and I usually... I've been doing this for like doing a couple of thousand interviews, and I usually try to. I don't usually grasp the what's the album title about, you know, because sometimes it's a bit boring. But I think the album title is great, and I have to ask this time, what does it symbolize?
I think it's just a question that we're putting out there to everyone.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, it's a rhetorical question. So how did we get so dark? It's like it's not. Not just me and Mike.
Yeah.
Could be anything, but I think it was a lyric at the beginning that we really loved and had this ending of a song which had that lyric running through it and which became the song How'd We Get So Dark.
Mm.
And I think we just fell in love with it and thought that's a great name for the album.
Do you feel like you have gotten darker?
No. I think the opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
More cheerful.
I'm way more cheerful now, yeah.
All right, okay. Hey, we have some music playing also in the background. What music do you usually... Do you listen to music prior to the show, usually?
I listen to music 24/7,
oh,
pretty
really?
Much. If I'm at a festival, I'll go and watch bands. I love watching live music. Right now, we're listening to a band called Chronix.
Okay.
Who... This is their new album that's only just been released, but... We were on the program Jules Holland, and they're on it, and so yeah, I'm just a big fan of their vibe. It's quite chilled.
Yeah.
But our music taste is quite schizophrenic.
Oh, really?
It can go from AC/DC to Britney Spears like that. So we love music and we love all types of it, and I think with you know streaming sites like Spotify you don't have to buy a whole album or listen to a you don't ever put a whole album on unless it's a vinyl and I haven't got a CD player so unless you're listening to a whole album through on Spotify or you know something like that you change it around and you change artists and you change genres and you make a playlist and you know it's very you can listen to anything nowadays and I think it's healthy too. I think it's you know There's a lot of music out there that I don't like, but I found so much more that I do by listening.
Or streaming also.
Yeah.
You probably have a lot of mutual favorites, you and Mike, I would assume. But what artists are there like that you, for instance, love and he doesn't like at all, and vice versa? Are there like any artists that the other one loves and the other one hates and then...
Not really. There's not too much. I think... from my upbringing, I probably like a lot more new metal music than he would. just because I'm a little bit older than him.
Yeah.
And just, yeah. But I think he appreciates really good sounding records, Mike. And so stuff that we would be like, this is cool, it's like Queens of the Stone Age, we love together, and Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and all that kind of stuff. But he's... Now, we listen to a lot of music, so we listen to a lot of Glass Animals and Jungle and The Killers, something more, you know, a bit more groovy. I listen to a lot of hip-hop and stuff, which he's like, who's this? And it's really cool that you get to share music with each other.
So you're a big Led Zeppelin fan also?
Huge, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. According to me, best band that ever existed.
Yeah, I mean, they're brilliant. They've written some incredible albums, some incredible songs. Some of the best musicians I've ever heard. So yeah, you can't really go wrong with Zepp, I don't think. But yeah, I think there's a lot of other great bands as well as Zeppelin out there, and I think like Queens of Stone Age is someone who's kind of made rock relevant still. You know, they haven't stuck to their guns. They've progressed and changed a lot and grown.
Since, you know, Zeppelin is my favorite band ever, and you know, those, they're so, every single person in that band is or was like iconic and so good. But if they're all four would be like, Bonzo would still be alive, they would have like the classical lineup, and because you guys are two, and if you would have to have like Led Zeppelin with only two of the members, who would you have then, like they would perform?
Jimmy, it had to be Jimmy Page, and I mean, I can't say this as an answer because Led Zeppelin would be nothing without the four of them. That's why they're not going anymore.
I know.
That's why they're not going on. But obviously, I've got to go with Bonzo because he's my man.
Yeah.
And I'd have to say Jimmy Page because he recorded it all. He produced it all. He was the inventor of the riff, pretty much, and. But that still wouldn't be anything without John Paul Jones or Robert Plant.
Yeah.
It would be nothing.
Yeah.
It would be a Muso's dream, but it wouldn't be Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have the screaming, you know, howling vocals of Robert. So.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Hypothetical question, of course. It's you've gotten like well, you have loads of fans all around the world, and it's really good that you're here for the first time. And but you got also like from the really early stages of the band, when you still weren't like a really, really big band as you are now, you got a lot of supports for also from you know, a lot of fellow musicians that were already big back then, and you know, other like big stars. How did that feel like back in the day when, you know, really big musicians and really celebrities were like, this band is the best, you know, check this out?
I think honored is the word, I guess, to have our peers like Jimmy Page and Dave Grohl and people like that raving about us was, you know, a really lovely thing for us to hear, and gave us the confidence to kind of even push a bit more with what we do. And for them to give us opportunities like they have done is we wouldn't be in our place if we didn't have that, I don't think. I mean, we'd still be doing what we're doing, but I think to any person though, any fan, like today, I don't know how many people were going to be there watching us, but for anyone who comes, we're going to go and put on the best show and do what we love doing the most. And if you like it, you like it, you know. And we hear a lot, you know, with social media, you hear a lot of good and bad comments on online, and but yeah, I think you just, it's good to kind of block it out as well, because you want to do what you do. You don't want to, you know, have anyone else's influence, really, because I don't think people saying that you're really good all the time is helpful, as well as reading that you're really bad is, you know, is you just got to do what you want to do, I think, and that's where you get to where you know where we are now.
How do you solve, if there's something you don't agree on when it comes to your music, when the two of you are writing, for instance? If there's something you don't agree on, how do you solve that?
Most of the time, well, we kind of both have to agree. If we both agree on something, then we know it's something that we're striving for, it's something that we're both wanting. If someone's not feeling something one day, I mean, you have to push your ideas to each other, of course. And we never really have disagreements about it, because we know where we want the band to go. We want the best for it. You just have to trust each other with that as well.
När Latresk-boen Britt börjar snacka Led Zeppelin, så risken för att snöa in sig är ganska stor och det kanske lite höll på att gå så här. Ben och Mike som på Tumis då är Royal Blood, de är enorma musikfans och de lyssnar på musik konstant och det kan kasta alltså väldigt så här neurotiskt vad de lyssnar på. Det går helt naturligt från Britney Spears till AC/DC och så vidare. Ben han harmar sig över att han missade det här inbjudan till Värsegården i Naken Sim som ordnades på Illusory Rock festivalen då kvällen innan vi träffades.